Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast, number 805. What do you got on the Nerdist Community Corkboard?
Katie Levine!
Blake Wexler, who is one of my favorite people and a really awesome comedian, has his album coming out, The Blake Album. You can pre-order it now on iTunes. It comes out May 20th. It's hilarious. You know Blake, right?
I do. He's funny.
Isn't he amazing?
He is real good. And that is one of my favorite, like, clever album titles.
Yes. It's so great. You might know him from The Todd Glass Show. He's on there all
hilarious
the time.
Hilarious on that.
So make sure to check it out again this Friday, May 20th, The Blake Album.
I've got something. It's a place called Villainous Grounds. It's in Perryville, Missouri, which is about an hour and a half south of St. Louis. Chris, you love old buildings, don't you?
I mean, old buildings are the foundation of this country.
Yeah. So they have just opened a comic book store slash coffee shop.
They're going to say they open a comic book store slash old building.
Well, maybe that's what my brain wanted to say, and you'll notice I slowed down to not say that, but it's in a 130-year-old building that used to be a bunch of different things, and they've incorporated a bunch of the old architecture and things that were in the building when they bought it in. So, like, one room is designed to look like an old-fashioned dentist office, because
that was
it.
So cool.
They have an old, crazy tea room in there. It's basically, like, a multi-floored, insane comic book store and comic book shop. If you live in Perryville and you're a nerd, you just found your new home.
Or if you live in St. Louis, you could just drop down.
I am so excited to go and visit this place at some point, because it's legit sounds like one of the coolest things we've had shipped to the community cork board. Go to villainousgrounds.com and you can see stuff, and then Villainous Grounds on Facebook and Instagram to get pictures. It looks super cool.
This episode is Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
Who was hilarious.
He is.
He's promoting All the Way.
Yeah.
He's on HBO this Saturday, May 21st at 8 p.m. Also, Captain America Civil War.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Captain America Civil War.
It's a Civil War film?
Well, it is, but not like an American Civil War. It's not the type of Civil War that
it's
you're thinking.
The war where Abraham Lincoln fought Giant Man.
No, it is not. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but you're sort of right, but not right at the same time.
So it does have Abraham Lincoln.
It does not have Abraham Lincoln.
Are you sure? Did you stay after the credits?
Yeah. I stayed for there was not an Abraham
There's
Lincoln
no
post-credit
credit sequence
scene.
Where he walks in and goes like, four score. And, oh, God damn it, I missed the movie. Because that would have been funny.
Nope. He does not say, oh, God damn it, I missed the movie after four score. No.
Does he say, party on, dudes?
You were watching Bill and Ted's Excellent
Adventure.
I was. That's what you were watching. So All the Way, HBO, Saturday, May 21st, 8 p.m. Captain America, Civil War, where Falcon. He's Falcon.
No.
So you knew that already.
I didn't really know that.
But Anthony was really fun. He's a riffer.
He is a silly man.
He's a silly.
My God.
He's a riffer.
He just like sat and kind of controlled the room.
It was great.
Yeah.
And we let him. Absolutely let him.
He was a super cool dude.
We absolutely let it happen. Here's Anthony Mackie. Katie, roll it.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You know what? Probably just didn't. It's probably from Boston.
I fixed the cable, and I knew New Orleans.
That's a good sound engineer.
It's all, everything's, we're starting in a very good place, Anthony.
I feel good
about
it.
We're starting in a very good place.
We got the racist and the vagina. Let's go.
Listen.
Let's go. Huh.
Those of you just tuning in, Anthony Mackie noticed that Matt was wearing a Boston Red Sox hat.
Boy, oh boy. Guys, I was born there.
Yeah, it's cool.
I tried. I got out.
It's cool.
I got out.
You got out.
I got
That's
wicked
the
far
important
away.
Thing. You got
wicked
out.
Far. Wicked far.
You got wicked far
Come
away.
Come get in the car and let's go far away from here. Wicked.
How you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Just thank you guys for having me.
We're very happy to have you.
I'm a nerd enthusiast.
That's good. Oh, thank you. So you're adjacent to our interests.
Not trying to brag.
Okay, oh,
but
good,
I am.
Nerd
yeah.
enthusiast.
Yeah, yeah.
You're also part of our culture. You are indelibly marked as part of our culture now.
And I'm proud to say I'm one of the only groups that makes good movies in your culture.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something. It is the race for, like, let's make everything that was ever a comic book. We're in it, of course.
Mm.
But, I think Civil War is a really nice...
It's interesting.
Civil War is a really nice, soothing balm.
But here's the thing. It's interesting. Wow.
Balm.
I loved, as a, you know, my favorites were Batman and Superman. Like, read every comic.
Why
I loved
are
them,
you
loved
talking
Let
like
me follow this up.
Date.
Hang on.
Like, why
Let
are
me
you
follow
sex
this up
voice.
With something.
I loved them. Batman, Superman.
That's Matt.
I haven't seen the fucking movie.
What?
I haven't seen that movie.
He hasn't seen Batman.
Because it looked so not great.
Wow.
But what did I do? 7 p.m. Thursday, I was at Captain America Civil War.
You didn't go see Ben Affleck?
I didn't. And he couldn't save that movie.
And on a lighter note, there's
no,
sunshine in Arkansas.
It's totally...
Anthony, I'm saving it for a plane. That is a movie where I was like, I'm going to save this for a plane.
You don't want to see that on a plane.
I can kill 3 hours.
Yeah, true. You don't want to see that on a plane. You don't want to see it on a plane.
I saw the Civil War premiere, and I loved it. The movie was so much fun, and so, the danger is with that many characters is not having it go in 50 different directions. But
exactly.
Everything did follow an arc. The integrations
An arc
with,
reactor.
An arc reactor, if you will. The Spider-Man integration was great. Like, everything was great. It was great.
Integration is always great.
Integration.
We're talking about integrating superheroes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm with that. You know what? It's
if Sony can put their differences aside, why can't we all?
Why can't
Seriously.
We? You know? Lick the pork, take the beef. I don't care. It's actually great. I'm really excited about the Infinity Wars. I think what Marvel has planned is going to change the scope of what superhero movies can be.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for people to see it. I think Civil War is kind of the kickoff to the next phase of Marvel.
Yeah.
The next reality that we're in, and what's really cool is people are buying into it. You know, it's great to see the addition of new characters and people accepting them as much as they accepted the older characters.
Right.
You know, I'm excited to see Ant-Man 2.
Did you feel it right away? Mm-hmm. Did you feel it right away with Winter Soldier?
Yeah, you felt it right away. When we did Winter Soldier, I knew it was something special. Because I had seen all the movies. You know, I saw the Iron Mans. And, you know, I'll be the first person to say that Iron Man 1 was much better than Iron Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be the first person, you know, to say that.
I thought Iron Man 3 was pretty good. That was the Shane Black one.
Iron Man 3 was bad.
Iron Man 3
is a Shane Black movie that happens to have Iron Man
that
in it.
Exactly.
That happens to have Iron Man 1
was a really good movie.
It's great.
Kind of jumped up on a pedestal.
It reminded me
of it stood on its own.
But it was so different.
It was so different. It was different in the way I think Captain America Winter Soldier was very different.
Wildly different than the first one.
In a great way.
Yeah, because the first one was an origin movie. I feel like Ant-Man is the only movie that's been able to establish an origin movie on its own and it works.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, all the other ones is just, there's so much exposition that is boring.
They have, you know, it's just like, dude,
if you could tell me, if I see how Batman Daddy died one more time,
I'm going to
shoot myself
in the face.
I didn't see it. Is that in the new movie?
No. I'm just bringing that up, homie. I'm just saying.
I'm asking for a friend.
That's just what I'm saying to make my point. It's brother can't even make up a point without you arguing it.
Well, he's from Boston.
Saying?
What do you
from
want?
Boston.
I mean, come
you
on.
Know?
What do you got,
oh, guys?
You know?
Guys, I got to fly home every once in a while.
They're gonna beat the shit out of you when you get off the plane, man. They're gonna just kick you.
Exactly.
Right,
wait.
Right.
What's up, Hollywood?
Selling out your people now, you fucking prick.
Come here, Hollywood, you fucking prick.
Hey, back off, Sully. Back off.
Hey, open your hand. Grab my balls.
Hey, back off, other Sully.
Hey.
Hey, the two Sullies came to pick you up at the airport. We're from New York, but we're visiting Boston.
We love this place over here.
They're just like, well, I like the characters unfold. We're gonna learn a lot about
it's
the Sully
really
brothers.
It's really good. It's really
they
good.
Have feelings, you know.
They
a lot
cry.
Of, they cry sometimes.
He'll cry later.
Yeah. He'll cry later. Yeah.
We cry when Tom Brady's accused of cheating.
when he's proven.
Anthony, watch it.
Sorry.
Anthony,
sorry. I didn't
you're
say
a guest
anything.
On our program.
I didn't say anything.
You're doing a lot of great work outside of this room.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
I love Tom Brady.
Good.
I have a Tom Brady t-shirt.
That's great.
Three pair of Uggs. Fucking love the guy.
Oh, friends forever.
But
I don't understand.
He and Belichick, sketchy.
Listen, they just play within the rules and sort of bend things.
All right, so Katie is nodding her head at Anthony.
See?
And
wait, what do you need? Do you have a problem?
Yeah, I know.
That's bookended. And
listen.
Unfortunately, Kyle and I are of no help to anyone.
So, just look at it this way.
I do.
The Saints were accused of Bounty Gate. Which is crazy.
That was also bullshit.
Which was the biggest bullshit of all time, because Reggie White, God rest his soul, was on ESPN talking about how much money he makes for taking people's heads off. Every defensive player is talking about taking people's heads off. And it's not personal. Just because Brett Favre was 75 years old and he got sacked three times, maybe he shouldn't have been playing the game. You know? Maybe ain't enough Tylenol for his old ass. You know, it wasn't a bounty. The Saints were the third fewest penalized team in the NFL the year of Deflategate. So if they're knocking,
you mean Bountygate?
I mean Bountygate. Yeah, sorry, Freudian, Bradyan slip. Sorry.
Well, I think we can both agree, come together as fans of the Saints and the Patriots, that Roger Goodell is garbage.
Roger Goodell is the greatest commissioner of all time.
I don't know what you're
talking.
You're
out of your mind.
I don't know what you're talking.
You're out of your mind.
I don't know what you're talking.
You're out of your mind.
I am. Sometimes out of my mind.
Exactly. Roger Goodell is the greatest commissioner of all time.
Now, Katie's not so
you are a
this.
Lunatic.
Katie, look at what Roger Goodell has given us. Roger Goodell, first of all, has given us a flex schedule where if our team is winning, they bring them in on Thursday or Saturday night. Roger Goodell has not only given us two games in Europe, but he's also given us the great enjoyment of going to London twice a year.
two games.
The court reporter will note that Mr. Mackey made the throwing up
And if you haven't noticed, Roger Goodell just gave your city a team. And he might be giving Las Vegas a team.
That I'm into. That I'm on board with.
Look at this
I'm
guy.
100%
yeah,
on board with
on, now
Vegas.
Now you're on the Jiznock.
Listen, I'll go Raider Nation if they're in Vegas.
Swinging from the tackies. See what I'm saying?
So if they establish a franchise in Vegas, is it a whole new one or do they have to move
somewhere?
No, they're
going
to
move.
Because to establish another one, they're going to have to basically establish two. Because you can't have, you know, one more in a division. You have to have an equal number in each division.
Ah, I can get behind that, man.
I was in London for the Bills, whatever game that was last year.
And
it was remarkable how few people cared.
Oh.
It was ridiculous.
Back to Civil War. It's a good movie, man.
It's a great movie.
It's a good movie. Great use of character and story and... You don't feel like you're getting too much exposition.
No, see? Not at all. But see, that's what's so great about the way that Kevin Feige has kind of seeded this universe out over this many years.
We call them Figgles.
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 I didn't know that, but I can't wait to use it. But it's just like, you know, it really, this serialized film universe is genius. You get a, like a nice high budget movie every you know like year or so.
No, you get two a year now. They're cranking them out. Doctor Strange is coming in November.
Doctor Strange trailer looks fucking
awesome.
Doctor
Strange is gonna make you shit yourself.
Have you seen some of it?
It's I don't want to talk about my personal life, but let's just say it's I feel like Doctor Strange is gonna change the ball game immensely. Imagine Civil War meets Inception.
Oh, yeah.
You just touched yourself?
Yeah,
and I
did.
Know why.
I did. I started that a while ago, see? But it just got faster.
I just kissed a girl and I liked it.
Civil War would be visually appealing, but ultimately lacking? Is that what you're saying? If we throw Inception into it?
First of all, Inception was a great movie. Wow. Hold on, Boston. Let's talk about your life choices, man.
Oh, my God. We don't have enough time for that.
What's
your favorite movie?
If of all time?
If you go home
Jaws.
And turn on the TV. Jaws.
Yeah.
Jaws.
Yeah.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Okay, Jaws.
Yeah.
All right, bet. All right. I'll give you that.
What's your favorite movie?
Trading Places.
The best.
Great fucking movie.
John Landis.
Great movie.
One of Eddie Murphy's best performances. And you know what? That movie, I'm so glad they haven't remade it.
I agree. The best.
Guys, if we talk about it, they might do it.
They might. Oh, I'm going to do it. You know what would be great to remake that movie with?
If only we knew someone.
Oh,
so who's the Aykroyd?
I had an awful dream.
Oh,
some
buckle
Negro
up, Anthony. I have
office.
To tell you, it's gonna be Kevin Hart. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's gonna be a.
That's what they're gonna do.
All right.
That's what they're gonna
I'm
do.
I'm gonna take a stand and say that's a bad movie. That's a bad movie, homie. That is because if it's Kevin Hart, that means Dan Aykroyd is gonna be
Vince Vaughn. I've just made the worst movie ever.
That's why you're in radio and not film, my friend. Right there.
Matt's not even in radio.
Right there.
Yeah, I don't.
Wait, podcasts are considered radio, right?
I don't know what it's considered.
You have to download this shit.
You do, yeah.
So that's radio. And you only can listen to it over headphones.
You can listen to it over a speaker.
That is radio.
It's radio-esque.
Radio is not television-esque.
We don't suffer from the limitations that radio might have, and
commercials, like commercials,
like saying, like saying
investors,
like saying fuck shit, vagina. You know, like you can't really.
How do you end that with vagina?
Yeah. I don't know. That was a clean way to. It became very clinical at the end.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only one I know. I don't know if there's any other words.
Vagina.
If there's any other words
for vagina,
you just made it weird, homie.
All right, guys, let's just sit here and enjoy the moment for a second.
Meanwhile, Disney's putting out a lot of great movies, and
so who's the Aykroyd in the Anthony Mackie Trading Places? Who's
First
the
of all,
Aykroyd?
Can you call me Anthony Mackie from now on?
I said Mackie.
No, you said Mackie.
All right, I stripped a little bit.
I appreciate it though.
Anthony Mackie
with Kevin Hart in the best movie of all time.
I'm just telling you what they would do to ruin our childhoods.
I like Kevin, but I think Anthony Mackie and who is the other? Who's the Dan Aykroyd now? Who
That's
is it?
The problem. I don't know. I would say. Oh, so many white dudes, so little time.
You know what? I would say wait 10 years and do it with Rudd.
Oh, but Rudd, Paul. Rudd is yeah. Rudd's the right age now, though.
Paul would be perfect.
I want him to look a little older.
You want, but he's about
Dan
the right
Aykroyd
age.
Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy were the same age, huh?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you've never seen the movie.
I have seen the
you've
movie.
You've never seen the movie.
You know what?
Wow.
I'm out of here.
You're the most offensive white person in America. Wow.
Hang on. Wow. Hang on. Thank you.
I'm trying to think of who that would be.
I think Paul Rudd's a great choice.
Rudd's,
I'm with that.
Rudd's great.
I'm with that. Paul Rudd. Done. Cut the check. Paul
All right.
Rudd.
Paul Rudd, done. Anthony Mackie, Trading Places.
Done.
So now who's...
Nervous sound engineer. How you feel about that? She's gonna see it? She's so nervous. She's
so who
nervous.
Plays the Duke brothers then? So who do you get to play the Duke brothers?
Oh, that would be, let's see, who's old? Your dad and
yeah.
Who's another old racist? no, it would probably be, I would say Frank Langella.
Frank Langella would be great.
Tommy Lee Jones.
And Tommy Lee Jones.
Or Ian McKellen could be a Duke,
no.
too.
Oh, that's too racist.
Too,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. That's too far.
That's a colonial
that's
racism.
British.
I don't want to go there.
Those guys, those are Puritans.
Yeah. All right. So we have Frank Langella. We have Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, that's good.
And that's a good cast.
That's
so,
good.
So Jamie Lee Curtis role. Who gets Jamie Lee Curtis role?
Ooh. Who's hot?
I mean, a lot of people.
No. But Jamie Lee Curtis was a hot woman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, who now? Who's a hot woman? When you look at her, you're like, ooh, she's going to Red Lobster.
Because that's where you take
that's
ladies.
Where you take them.
That's where you take ladies.
If yeah. music
you take
is,
a lady to Red Lobster. Lobster. You know
like,
what I mean?
Honey, it's Shrimp Fest.
Yeah, baby, come on. Come on.
As long as it's
bread,
not Crab
baby.
Fest.
That's it.
You want a Cheddar Bay biscuit?
That's
let's go.
It, baby.
Let's go.
That's it. Them biscuits so good, they sell them by themselves in
that's
grocery
right.
stores.
You go to Costco, big box.
All day, all the biscuits you want, baby.
Oh, that's a great question. Who would that be?
Who's a hot woman?
Scarlett's amazing. I mean,
ooh, but that's cross pollination.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah, we already threw red into this.
So
yeah,
basically, we're making Marvel's Trading Places.
That's it. We're making Marvel's Trading Places.
Well, Marvel's cast are so big now, we're running out of people.
Yeah, we get that a lot. Nothing wrong with being big.
Well, hang on.
I'm
hang
kind
on.
Of on board with this idea. So, if you were to do a remake of Trading Places, would you follow the same exact story? Would you guys modify the story in some
same
way?
Exact story. Same I feel like with the climate of Wall Street and all of dickopotamuses down there fucking up our economy.
Yep.
I think it would be perfect to follow the same story and just see them get it.
You see them get
know?
It, right.
You yeah. know?
I didn't really... Well, I remember... I mean, I've probably seen Trading Places 100 times. And I still am trying to follow the way that they game the system at the end. I know they had the crop reports.
Oh, dude.
I know they gave the wrong crop reports.
Did you watch The Big Short?
I don't know. Yeah, no. Big Short's a movie that I really meant to see, and I just got caught up at work.
Johnny,
I got
well, you know what movie you should see?
What?
Captain America Civil War.
Well, I've already right. seen that.
See it
well,
again.
You should see it again.
See
take
it again.
A date.
Take a look at some Easter
vagina
eggs.
Vagina kryptonite.
I did take
go
a date.
Check it out.
I took
jeez.
A lady. Anthony,
yeah, I
Anthony McEnany. I took a lady. Anthony McEnany. I'm just going to add a ninny every time.
What did
every
she day. Say?
She loved it.
She thought it was great.
Loved it.
She liked the size of my wings.
She loved your wings.
You know what they
she
say.
She loved your wings.
Once you get some wings.
He's like,
no follow.
Yeah.
Something.
Burp, burp, burp. Yeah.
I feel like you're being completely underutilized. You need a sketch show. Like,
no,
you need
no,
to,
no.
You
I'm
need
trying to get into podcasts. That's why I came on nerdinism.
You can take it over. You can take nerdinism over.
No, I'm fine. No. So right next door, I'm going to open.
Shit.
That's
what
we need.
What?
Brother Nerd.
What? There are.
That would be a. No, those dudes. No, those dudes are awful.
I'm telling you. No. I know. I have a friend.
Oh,
Andre.
Now here's the black friend story. Go ahead. Here we go.
You thought that was going to come
God.
From me, didn't you? You thought that was going to come from me.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
You thought I was going to say that.
Fuck. Go
thought
ahead.
I wouldn't say that.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Not a ridiculous human.
Go ahead, vagina.
I don't fly private planes.
Wow.
I talk about my black friend.
Exactly.
Come on.
Let me tell you about my black friend who's also
Chris,
a
you
nerd.
Can stop reading from the Trump catalog.
Oh.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
I love tacos.
Oh.
The best tacos come from Trump Tower. Boy, that was a real... You just see that and you're like, that's a joke, right? The Onion put that out. The Onion put that out, right?
No. The Onion can't keep up.
The Onion can't keep up anymore.
He's fucking the Onion. The Onion's like, what do we write? What he said?
I mean, I guess we just report the news the way it is because nothing
it's all
is more
broken
ridiculous.
And makes no sense.
Nothing is more ridiculous than that. Yeah, I know. It's a very strange.
So go ahead, tell us about your black friend.
I do have a black friend,
and Lando what's Calrissian does not count.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Will Smith and I are really good friends. What's his name? What's your black friend's name?
You were talking about nerds and my friend.
If you say something stupid like Malcolm or fucking Rafik or some
why
crazy
would
shit.
I do that?
What's your black friend's name? Don't make up some random black name.
His name is Andre. He goes,
oh, you're a bitch.
No.
He is. That is. Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe what he just said.
Steve,
I'm embarrassed
for
him.
You offended the racist.
I'm embarrassed.
No.
I'm embarrassed
even,
for
even the
you,
sound engineer.
You know
she's
Andre.
Like, no. She's like, abort, abort.
Matt knows Andre. He's just trying to throw the heat off
I
me.
Believe
it's
you.
Been on him the entire
I
time.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chris.
Yes, you do, Matt.
I have a white friend named Billy. Fuck. Fuck.
Hey, that doesn't feel very
no,
good.
Exactly.
Right.
That hurts, right? He loves quinoa.
It provides a lot of protein, you guys. It really does.
It's the other green.
Gwyneth Paltrow says it's, you know.
Careful. It's heavy in carbs. Heavy in carbs.
Heavy carbs.
It's heavy carbs.
It. Moment on
gonna
her lips.
It's going to trick you into it. It's going to trick you into it. You're going to think it's healthy. It's not healthy.
Boom.
It's
that's
not
how it
not
happens.
Healthy at all.
That's besides, you're better off going to Red Lobster.
Ooh, that's where the ladies go.
Yeah. I don't know if I deserve a trip. I have to earn my trip to Red Lobster, apparently.
You're not using your vagina well if no one's taking you to Red Lobster.
I don't know what to do with it. It didn't come with an instruction manual.
And just like so we're clear, we're speaking Chris Hardwick here. You don't have to buy the Red Lobster.
What?
You can just get a seat.
Is that true?
Yes.
$14.99.
I thought you had to go in and buy
true Maine lobster.
Seafood
bucks.
Feast, Chris. 408 calories.
Yeah, man.
Cheddar Bay biscuits are worth 3,000 calories.
That's where you pack it in. That's where you pack it in.
You can't. You either can eat a biscuit or
they can't like just serve never-ending shrimp. They have to fill you with something.
Yeah.
Oh.
They lose so much money.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like Olive Garden of the Sea is basically.
Well,
what
I mean, it's owned by the same company. Don't worry about it.
Oh, wait, is it really?
Olive Garden owns Red Lobster? Can I use my frequent card from Olive Garden at Red Lobster?
I don't see why not.
Holy
shit! Just so you know, when you're at Red Lobster, you're not family.
What are you when you're at Red Lobster?
When you're at Olive Garden,
you're family.
Yeah,
you're family.
Yeah,
I've done some awful things with those breadsticks.
Well, they're never ending, right?
But so, I love when they bring over the wine with the wicker basket at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, I want that wine. Shit.
It's in a basket.
It's gotta be what Jesus drunk. Let's do it.
They wove the wicker around.
There's a guy in the back turning water into that wine.
I'm doing it as fast as I can.
Purified. He's like, sweating.
He's gotta go home to his back. I've been cast and miracles all day for you kids to not get fucking. You need to get A's.
Now I have to go to Red Lobster and teach them how to fish.
Very good. And the time when there was only one set of footprints, the footprints, that's where Red Lobster was carrying.
That's where you were carrying your Red Lobster.
You know, they bring in one lobster at the beginning of the day.
That's
they
it.
Feed everyone with that one lobster.
One magic lobster.
This lobster will be a bountiful lobster.
One bag of cheesy buns and one lobster. And they feed everyone.
Magically.
See that?
Well.
How do you normally channel this energy, Anthony Mackinney? How do you normally channel this energy?
Well, I just always feel like I have to have a good time when I'm around racists. To make them realize the error of their ways.
That's just good advice for everyone.
Right? When they're like, man, I want to hang out with you guys more often. I'm going to go over to Crenshaw and hang out.
You know what? I think I have room for two black friends.
Oh, no.
What?
No. I only have room for one white friend.
Oh, shit. And that's Billy.
Yeah, that's
Billy.
Other than that, shit just gets weird, man. You show up with two white dudes, you got to wear skinny jeans. You got to shave your mustache. Yeah, I can't shave. Or you got to do that. Oh, dude.
And just
dude.
Don't.
Not that skinny.
And don't tell them about
those
the private
are fucking
blade.
Johnny chokers, homie.
These are
Yeah, your Johnny's in there like.
Or he feels very snug and supported.
No. No, he don't. Okay. You know, that's what your box is for.
Oh, man.
You don't wear compression shorts? Or you wear loose boxes?
No, I don't wear loose boxes. I wear boxer
briefs.
You wear
briefs.
Boxer briefs.
I knew you wore briefs.
Boxer
you
briefs.
You look like a brief
I
guy.
Said boxer briefs. They're the ones that come down mid-thigh.
Right. They I believe are. You.
Yeah. Who's our sponsor today?
Is it? It's not MeUndies, is it?
Wait, you guys have sponsors?
Okay. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Fuck.
Well, because if it's MeUndies,
your sound engineer
we have
is
some,
really
we have
rolling with
product
Rush.
Guy in right now.
Katie's probably
Katie's
looking
drunk.
At sports scores and looking at some type of fantasy football
Katie's
thing.
Katie's over there like, the wire's not working!
Katie,
Squarespace.
Katie will talk sports for hours and hours and hours on end. She's the real deal.
Katie, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Yeah.
All three of you are like, don't do it!
But secretly we're like, do it!
What's your favorite sport?
I guess football. Ooh. Lately, I've become more of a basketball.
Well, it's basketball season, kid. That makes no sense. What's your favorite football team?
49ers.
Really?
Yeah, I'm from there.
And that's enough from Katie.
Do you not support
Boy,
this?
Let's all ask what her favorite basketball team is.
Oh, let's see. Golden State. Oh, the Clippers.
Oh, why are you not?
I didn't like basketball. I was never in the basketball growing up, and then I moved down here, you know, like 8 years ago, and I was like, I'm going to like the Clippers. I started getting into basketball, decided to like the Clippers because I hated the Lakers. And
everyone hates the Lakers. Yeah. It's a Kobe thing.
You're right about
that. It's a Kobe thing. Because I love Magic, Worthy, Cooper. I wore my socks like Michael Cooper most of my life. Like, just all the way up to my knees all day. Like, there are pictures of me.
He's not kidding.
Real rap. Look. That's the Michael Cooper.
They are, yeah. Oh, they're up. I'm looking at his socks.
He's not kidding.
Right now.
Pictures of me. Me and my boys used to roll hard in the clubs, right? When we were 15. And you could do that in New Orleans. And we used to wear, like, designer polos with shorts, like khaki shorts. And we get the Bally loafers.
Mm-hmm.
And we get, like, designer socks that match our polos and pull them all the way up to our knees. And we were the sock boys.
All the way up to your Mackinac knees.
Yo, you know what I mean? My shit fit all the way in my socks. You feel me? That's why I can't wear skinny jeans.
You can't wear the skinny jeans. You got the socks pulled all the way up there. So your socks are kind of your skinny jeans. So if we're being technical about this, you understand that, right?
They're my undergarments.
All right, that's fine. So you are not a loose boxer person then?
No.
You're a boxer briefs.
When
compression shorts.
When I'm in Saint-Tropez or Ibiza,
mm-hmm.
I'm a briefs kind of guy.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? You feel me, Katie?
You adapt.
Got to let that monster breathe, you know? And then, like, when I'm in the States or something like that, I'm a boxer brief guy.
Right.
And I'm a compression shorts kind of guy.
Yeah.
You got to strap that thing to the leg or else it's going to go all willy-nilly, you know?
Now, I like to imprison my monster because I think it's something to be ashamed of.
And my monster wake up, like, once an hour. Like, yo, homie, lay back down. Go to sleep. You know?
I have to wake mine up. He doesn't like to be bothered. He likes to sleep a lot.
He likes to sleep.
Wake up! Come on! Stop crying.
Captain America Civil War. Quality film.
Fantastic.
You know what? Chris Evans gives a great performance. And I think when you see him and RDJ together, their acting together really just culminates in a wonderful cacophony of talent.
That's the soundbite right there.
That's the soundbite. Katie, do you recall that?
That's all we needed.
All right, that's all we needed.
We're out.
Thank you. If anyone
extrapolates anything from this podcast, it was that quote.
Don't want to hear about you strapping anything. Don't want to hear.
Also,
about it.
Please, Red Lobster, send us some gift cards.
At least, right?
I mean, it's the least you could do.
I fucking put you on. I said, if you got a lady, you take it to Red Lobster.
Then we start talking about Cheddar Bay biscuits.
You know what I mean?
Never ending shrimp, any lobster fest.
Katie, let me ask you a question. You talking to a brother, he putting a Mac on you hard, right? Hit the hole like Allen Iverson with confidence, you know what I'm saying? And he go, yo, baby, listen, you like seafood?
I actually don't eat seafood.
Oh, my God.
And that's enough from Katie. How do you not eat seafood?
Also, for the record, she's a Jew. It'd be weird to offer her to a shellfish.
No. I was taking it a whole different way. Obviously, she's not eating seafood. You're Jewish?
Yes.
So am I.
Well, that's crazy.
Mashugana. That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, this is.
We got to go hang out. Get a little oive going on.
Some matzo balls. Go over to Cantor's.
Hey, no, I don't like Cantor's. That's like too. I don't like Cantor's. They don't get it for me. But you know, Fiddler's back on Broadway.
Yeah.
We should go check out Fiddler.
You guys should go see Fiddler on Broadway.
Oh my God. And you know what's right around the corner from Fiddler? Red Lobster.
Oh, too perfect.
Shit. Look at that.
It's too perfect. And while you're there, you should pop over to Philadelphia and shoot Trading Places.
Okay. That's not a problem.
Silence.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
No, I love it.
You can be the Jamie Lee Curtis.
I honestly, things have come out of this podcast before.
Oh boy, I don't want to hear about that either.
Well, mostly good things.
No, oh, good.
I mean, we gave everybody the idea for Civil War. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
6 years.
Wait, time out. What was your idea?
I said, what if they all fought? That'd be really cool. And then I think they heard it.
Then they totally ripped off your idea, Matt.
They took it.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that was your idea.
I mean, come on. I said, what if they all fought? It'd be really cool.
Matt and
then 6 years later, look what happens.
You got to sue him. You got to sue Disney.
You know, I have a couple lawsuits in the works right
now. Oh, really?
Mostly to get out of a ticket.
Good, good, good. Smart. Smart. Just pay the fucking ticket. $60, homie. $60. Y'all flying private jets. Y'all got...
he is.
Oh.
Not always.
I defend myself against provincial racism. That's what I do.
That sentence,
I drove here in a Volvo.
That sentence should have you flogged. Just, I just got back from Singapore. I'm all about public flogging.
Have you been doing the press tour around the
yeah,
world?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We went to Beijing,
yes.
China.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
How so?
Did you get over to Macau while you were there?
It's no. What the fuck? No.
I would have done that.
Has anybody in Macau ever seen a movie?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's the question.
Well, we should go and find out.
We should go. Well, my mother got a private jet. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't own one.
Gas it up,
wait,
Chris.
You have a jet timeshare? Are you one of those ghetto cats? You have a jet bus.
No.
You have a jet bus.
No.
Wait, what's the LA bus called? Because in New Orleans, it's called the RTA.
The
Metro? The
MTA.
The MTA. Yeah. So you have a jet MTA.
No, I don't.
You literally take a jet from LAX to Burbank to go home.
That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
That would be so amazing.
Hey, you would
no,
be.
That'd
be good though. You'd be against traffic coming
you'd
back.
You'd be against traffic.
Yeah, that'd be good.
They take a helicopter. Yeah. You gotta take a helicopter. Yeah.
No, you ever been on a helicopter?
No.
See, this is my thing. I know
they
a lot of cats.
Terrify me.
I know a lot of cats with jets.
Mm.
I know one dude with a helicopter.
Harrison Ford?
Nah.
Okay.
And he got his helicopter painted to match his boat.
Oh my!
That's when you know you a pimp.
Does he land his helicopter on his boat? Is the boat?
Wait, wait, wait.
What I'm asking is,
I'm sorry.
Is it a yacht?
Are you saying you have a boat that can't fit a helicopter?
There's another kind.
Yeah, there's a boat that catches lobster for Lobster Fest
with the helicopter on the back.
What a waste of resources for them.
I think a helicopter is a lot. Boats are surprisingly expensive.
So expensive.
I mean, like, just out of curiosity once, I'm like, I wonder if you wanted a boat. Like, what's even a low rent kind of a yacht? It's like $40 million.
No.
Yes.
No.
No, you can get
a
decent size yacht.
My man got one for 1.7.
Like, yeah.
Three stories. What a helipad.
You can't even get a three-story house in Silver Lake for that money.
No.
Well, no one wants to live in
you
Silver Lake.
You could park your boat in
Wait,
Silver Lake.
You look like one of them Silver Lake Los Feliz motherfuckers.
I hate these.
Where you live at?
I live like 5 blocks that way.
By what's that spot called? Turnabout? Turnabout?
In Canada? Up? Is that in Canada? Turnabout?
No, turn up on Santa Monica. Trumbo.
Trumbo.
What's it called? Turn
the Troubadour.
Turn up for what? By the Troubadour.
No, I don't live that far.
Oh,
I live like by Pink's, the hot dog stand.
Yeah, he's a Central Hollywood. He's Central Hollywood.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, it's centrally located. If I have to go to a different lot, I go to a different lot. It's easy.
What part of town are
you
in?
Drive.
A Volvo.
The C90? Which one?
No, the S60. My wife drives the convertible.
You drive the four-door?
I do.
Volvo?
Loves it. He loves it.
See, this is why bullying is so easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, Matt will be safe in his Volvo because the safety rating is really high.
It's really high.
He's safe from bullying.
It's really, you're really safe. No chick will ever talk to you in that.
My wife happened to buy a
Volvo
the
same day. Your wife does not
day.
Talk to you.
That's...
She's like,
hang
get
on,
in your fucking
did.
Volvo.
She did leave today to go to Vegas for
See?
4 days.
Exactly.
She did?
She in the
finish,
Volvo.
She went to go finish her book.
Oh.
Time out.
Yeah.
She went to a writing incubator in Vegas.
She went to a hotel. She's like, I'm going to go. I mean, this will be long out by the time. She likes the Cosmo. She likes the Cosmopolitan. So she's like, I'm going to get a suite there and write there. And I'll
What's
stay
this
in
book about?
She's writing a novel. It's about startups in New York. And it's listen.
Why
look
didn't she go
year.
To
look
New York?
Next year. She had already done that. And
so
then
she went to Miami, New
her
York.
Deadline, she was in Miami.
Fucking
for,
Jamaica,
yeah.
Vegas, Hawaii.
Haiti. She went to Haiti.
This
is
pretty to write her book.
Why do you know my wife's itinerary?
I don't know. I don't know.
What is happening here?
I don't know. Have you ever
you only
met
missed,
her?
All you missed was Detroit. That you was have, all you missed. That was all you missed.
You have to look through her phone for a contact Dexter Longjock. Dexter St. Jock. That's it.
Dexter St. Jock?
Speed dial.
Dexter
yeah, yeah, yeah.
St. Jock.
Oh, my God, guys. What? Oh, no. I thought she was writing a book. Wait, there's no book.
Text her right now and say, do you know Dexter St. Jock?
Why do you ask?
Well, why? No, why would you say... I'm tired of these questions, click.
What? Why is your book entitled How to Fuck a Black Guy in Romantic Destinations? I thought this was about... I thought this book was about the stock market or startups or something.
Oh, my God. That was good. That was good.
Thank you.
I'll give you that. Thank that was good. That was,
you just made 1.5 black friends.
I appreciate
that. That's good. That's good. You almost got me there with that one. You almost got me there. That was good.
I appreciate that.
That was good. That was
thank
good.
You very much.
Fuck, that was
that
good.
That would sell.
That would sell.
After seeing 50 Shades of Grey, you definitely want to read that book.
It definitely would sell.
So Captain America, Civil War.
The performances are great.
It's really
quite good.
All of the characters are
right.
They're
the
great.
Suspense.
The suspense
you know?
Is good. The fight scenes are fantastic.
Thunderbolt Ross is back to be a dick. Yeah. Really.
You know what really people don't talk about is the stakes.
Right.
You know, everyone asks, why isn't Hulk? Why isn't Thor? Even one day I was talking about how great Mark Ruffalo is as an actor. And somebody was like, Anthony Mackie said Hulk is in Civil War. And I was like, no, I didn't, dude. You're an awful listener. That's why you don't get laid. But the thing is, what's so interesting is those are like gods.
Yeah.
You can't kill Hulk.
Yeah.
You can't kill Thor.
Yeah. Right.
Right? But everybody in this movie can die.
Yeah.
So when you think about a war, there's a potential of someone dying.
Right.
So the stakes are really high. You know, everybody in this fight can be taken out. So I think that's what gives the movie a certain...
Also,
you know,
I think Hulk would rip Thunderbolt Ross in half because they have a bad history anyway. So he'd automatically be Team Cap.
This guy's good. This guy's good.
He'd be like,
you're not
this.
A player. You just read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to 5 colleges. No, I finished none of them.
Wow. That's gangster.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Just not going to let the system hold you down.
I was like, I don't need this. I'm moving to L.A.
The city of dreams.
You
broken
went
dreams.
To Juilliard.
Broken dreams. Broken dreams.
Not trying to brag. Second hardest school in America to get into.
Did you enjoy your time at Juilliard? Did you find it useful?
No, it was 1 year of bliss, 2 years of hell, and 1 year of fuck you.
Yeah. You fuck you to them.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, my thing was this. I was just a little brother from New Orleans trying to find his way in the world. Right, Katie?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was from New Orleans. I wasn't from the Midwest. I wasn't from California. So my accent was very distinctive, you know. So I worked on my shit diligently, you know. So I didn't sound like I was from New Orleans. But they took that. I'm the type of person, you give me a question, I go away, answer it, and come back. But the greatest lesson I learned at Juilliard was everyone needs to feel needed.
Mm-hmm.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Right.
So if they ask you a question and you go away and you say, all right, I need to figure out how to ask them to solve this. Even though I know the answer, I need to figure out how to ask them how to solve it so they can think they helped me solve it. That's college.
It's basically just the...
Playing the game. The justification for the tuition and the infrastructure.
Yeah. Yeah, but you must have learned stuff there, or at least it gave you a
structure. I learned
a
great deal. I would say by far, I've been to a lot of training places. I've been in Europe and everywhere. Juilliard is by far the best training program you can possibly go to.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, we're studying Meisner. Oh, we're studying Stanislavski. Uda Hagen. I'm like, all of them are constructed from the same principle. The idea is, what do you have in you? So at Juilliard, what was so great, what I love so much, I had this teacher named Denise Woods, who now teaches at CalArts. And she said something really great the first day of school. She said, each one of you have a spark. You have something in you that separated you from everyone else who auditioned. Don't lose that spark, because that spark is what you're going to use to create character to character to character. You know?
Yeah.
So my whole thing was not losing that spark, like, you know, using myself and my background to create characters like the Falcon or Martin Luther King or whoever I'm playing at that time. Because you only can build from yourself unless you're Johnny Depp, you know. If you're Johnny Depp, you can fucking... And they're like, oh, my God. You know? But imagine,
he builds from Keith Richards.
Yeah, exactly. He builds from Mickey Rourke. You know, but if you show up on set and you try some Johnny Depp shit... The director gonna shut you down. Yo, homie, I don't know what the fuck. you thinking you doing, but don't do ever do that again.
That's a great Oliver Stone.
You like that? You like that? Boom. Cut the check.
I mean, this idea of rather than like embodying another character, of using a piece of yourself to find a shade of whoever that character is really interesting. So how do you employ that when you are playing someone who existed?
Well, it's about the person's essence. You have the physical aspect of the person, you have the personal aspect of the person, and then you have the idea of what people perceived of that person. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a firm believer, all of us think we're great people, except the racists.
Correct.
But all of us think we're great people, but it's not so much what we say about ourselves, it's about how people perceive our actions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more importantly what people say about you than what you say about yourself. So when creating a character, you have to read what the writer and what the other characters in the script say about your character. So then you can develop. If you're like, oh, if the subtitles say, oh, he walked into a room and he's such a nice guy and he smiles. Now when the next character say, wow, you're quiet. Why are you being an asshole?
Right.
That means a lot about how you walked in that room, you know. So it's all about using all the second grade context clues.
Yes.
To develop that character. Boom. Boom. How about that, Katie?
4 years of Juilliard in 30 seconds.
Boom. That's Boom. It. Save you $115,000 right there.
Oh, my God.
Boom. NYU is much worse.
Is it? You mean tuition-wise?
Yeah, it's 40 G's a year.
Chris, that's like three plane rides.
Stop yeah, it.
For real.
It's like you'd have to go somewhere, come back, and then go somewhere again.
And you're done.
Oh, my God.
You literally pay for 4 years of college.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to UCLA.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It was good college.
It was good. It was good. I've walked, I've seen it. It's nice.
It was good. I didn't really know. I went to college because I just was told, like, well, this is what you're supposed to do. And,
but that was like, what, in the 70s?
How old are you? 1600s.
Yeah.
It was in the late 1600s. So I majored in witch burning.
Witch burning.
and minored in religious persecution. So, I went to UCLA in 89. 89.
That was a good year.
It was a good year.
Free love and cocaine.
And I don't know about any of that. That was just when we were transitioning from hair metal to grunge. That's
oh yeah, brothers. Yeah, we no, I missed that phase.
That's how we. That's when we went from Run DMC to Boyz II Men.
Very good. Oh, see that? That's what you're missing.
Yeah,
relatability.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were talking about Motown Philly here, Matt. They're back again,
back
doing
again.
A little East Coast swing.
Doing a little East
They'll be at Caesar's Palace
swing.
Through May.
Yep, seen them twice.
Not too hard, not too soft.
Oh, very hard, never soft.
Never soft.
Yeah, they're dope. Yeah, I also was in Vegas. You should tell your wife to go see Smokey Robinson got four white dudes to sing Motown.
Yes.
Really weird, but cleverly produced.
Oh, hang on. They're called something nature?
They're called
something
four
nature?
White dudes singing Motown.
Aren't they called, like, something nature?
Is
I,
it?
I forget. I saw Ooh, the thing.
They're
like,
not called More
White
Town?
Nature and More...
More Town. Well, why do that when you can see Smokey at South Point June 2nd?
Is he going to be there?
Ooh. I believe he is, yeah. This
you
is
have
all,
to go see Lionel Richie.
This is all from my Billboard memory driving into Las Vegas.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, check this out. One day down in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They come up to me and said, what's your name?
Boyz II Men.
You know what I'm
know
saying?
What I'm saying?
Human Nature is the name of that band that he
Dang,
put together.
She's good.
Well,
she's got some strong Googling
she's
skills.
She's Jewish.
Over yep. there. She's got some strong Googling skills over there, Katie Levine. That's so what's gangster. Next? What are you going to do next? What are you going to do next, Anthony Mackie?
I'm hanging out, man. I'm taking some time off. Start Infinity Wars in September. That's like...
Oh, my God. That's soon, huh?
Yeah. 11 months, man.
Holy shit.
Well, decided to make sure you have time for the Trading Places reboot.
And... Y'all should pack up the nerds and come to Atlanta.
We've threatened to do that a couple of times. We have.
We should.
We should.
No, because I want your racist ass yeah. in Atlanta.
I've been to Atlanta.
No. It. You ain't been to my Atlanta.
In the 404?
Where is your Atlanta?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
It's not the W?
I'm going to take you over to my side of Atlanta.
All right.
Take you off of Peachtree. Yo, off of Peachtree. Holy shnikes,
you don't
man.
Go off of there.
Don't go off of Peachtree.
Never go off of Peachtree.
Never leave Midtown.
I'm going there tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
what are you
going to
do in Atlanta?
Laughing Skull Festival.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's a good comedy town. Atlanta's a good comedy town.
What?
Atlanta's a good comedy town.
I know. Dude, I heard that part.
Atlanta's a good comedy town.
I'm not
town.
Talking to you. Is it at the Vortex town? Or yeah. where? Boom. Look at that.
Look at that. Look who knows the laughing skull.
I know about laughing skulls.
Do you go see comedy a lot?
Not trying to brag.
I don't know if it's a brag.
But you know, across the street is the like biggest, blackest gay club in America called Bulldogs.
So, I know about Bulldogs.
And they love little white dudes.
Yeah.
And you're a big white dude, so they'll love you a lot.
As Kyle's a bear.
You're like the all-you-can-eat buffet.
The Kyle's the never-ending pasta bowl against
that. That's it. That's it. How many breadsticks can we get in this one?
This month at Bulldog, it's Kyle Fest.
Oh, I'll just have the cheddar gay biscuits.
Wow. Yep.
We are
zingers.
We have fun, Anthony Mackie.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Anthony Mackie.
Next time I'm in this neighborhood, I'll at the Formosa, I'll stop by.
You know what's fun? You know what's fun is envisioning you in a situation where someone was legitimately trying to rein you in like in a serious interview and not knowing how to process it.
We're
in the same speed. Like, this is fun,
right?
But I would imagine sometimes it's just like, I have my five questions,
yeah,
and I have to get through these.
It never goes well. It never goes well. I'm like, yo, homie, you're not in Vegas writing a novel. You're interviewing us about 40-year-old men in spandex.
Yep.
Why the fuck are you so serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Right?
But that's got to be fun, though. I mean, it's got to be. It kind of breaks up the monotony a little bit.
Did you guys call each other and say, let's wear our colored sleeves today?
No, it's just something we do all the time.
That's really weird.
It's just something we do all the time.
Let's wear our half sleeves.
I have like 20 of these, and they're all different colors.
These are full sleeves.
You just pulled them up so you guys can match?
That's right.
Twinsies.
They're twins.
And you both have on blue hats with red emblems on it.
Well, mine is
we got it. Yeah, yeah, we got it.
All right.
We got it. Jeez. You wear emblems from
Hardwick's
bad movies.
Is Disney's own.
Is that what it is?
Yep. That's right. Look around you at my miniature kingdom, Anthony Mackie.
This is good. Three guys riding a burrito.
Oh, yeah.
What's that called? Ren and Stimpy.
There's a Tron poster.
Tron.
Yep.
That movie was awesome.
This is C-3PO.
Oh, look, there's a poster for you. Jungle Banana. Welcome to Atlanta.
Just for the listeners, I have an old Jungle Book poster on the wall.
Yeah, Jungle Banana. Elf!
I have a butt. Do you have my pop toy?
No, can I? Do you have it? Can I have it
with him? Right. Why would he have it with him?
You got three of this Glenn motherfucker. Who is that?
Well, that's from Walking Dead, and then Clark gave me that.
What?
Clark Gregging.
No, you just said Clark Gay.
I did not say that. You said that.
Frosty banana.
Oh, the banana's frosty now.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Recently, great book.
Yeah, these are my toys.
You know what movie this is from?
Yeah, that's from Beetlejuice.
Bitch, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I know shit and stuff.
You're good, man. You're good.
Stuff.
You're good.
That's our guest book. What do you do for fun?
What did you hang out with nerds?
Good. Good answer.
And racist.
Funny answer. What were you about to ask me a question? You were about to say.
I was going to ask you, what did you think of the new Star Wars, man?
I liked it.
Yeah?
I really did.
Good.
I really did like it.
I did.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. You like it too?
Cheers.
Okay, go.
Cheers. Yeah, here we go. Cheers. There we go. Cheers.
Pip.
Chop, chop.
Nudge, nudge. Wink, wink.
Yep. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Not a nudge. Cheerio.
What about Rogue One? What do you think about that?
You know, I didn't have a lot of expectations. They showed a teaser trailer for it like months ago, and I was like, okay, you're just flying through a forest. But then the more recent teaser trailer got me super excited.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What about you, racist?
I'll see it.
Do you feel okay about women in positions of power?
I don't know why I'm answering to racist now.
You are. Do you feel okay about women in positions of power?
Of course I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you like Star Wars?
Yeah, I like Star Wars.
Good. All right. Good for you.
I like the accusatory. It's like he's not saying anything really, but just the way, oh, you do, huh?
You do, huh? Way to go there.
How to make someone defensive in 1 minute. Oh, so you don't have a problem with this? No, I never said I did. Oh, you didn't, did you?
No,
I didn't.
Mm.
So you're saying
how does that work?
No.
One of the things that attracted me to my wife, she was an executive editor. She was a boss. I loved that.
And now she's just balling?
Now she's just writing books.
You like, she like, bitch, you got a podcast. I need that credit card.
It's the other way around.
It really is the other way around.
Honey, you're writing books. I need that credit card.
You got a podcast. I need that black card.
I got a gas of the Volvo.
I need that.
Because I got to build a shed
it's
in the
like,
backyard.
Oh, shit. I need to roll. Let me get that African American Express. Is that what you tell her?
Why don't they call the black card that?
They should,
they
right?
Should call
that's
it
what
that.
I call mine.
Oh, do you have one of the fancy black cards?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, but mine is like a black city debit card.
That's nice.
Yeah. No doubt. It's still black, though, homie. Fuck with me. Still black.
City.
American Express,
debit
please
card.
Call your black card the African American Express. Please. Just do it. It'll be
you
fine.
You got to.
Please do
you
it.
You got to.
The Centurion card is such a boring name.
That's like, boring. Anybody can get that. Who wants to be a Centurion?
Nobody.
No one.
Nobody.
Who wants to walk around and say, excuse me, sir, what are you paying with? And you say, oh, sorry, I'll give you my African American Express.
That's your first joke for Trading Places right there.
You like
that's
that?
Your first
you like
places
that?
Joke. Yes.
I just threw that out there hoping you would catch it.
Yeah.
You know who'd be good at directing that?
Who?
Oh.
The Russos. Would be great at directing that.
Holy shit.
They seem a little busy.
No, they would be fucking great.
They would be amazing.
They would be great
at directing that.
But they seem a little busy.
Yes, I get it. They're busy.
They're not busy. Fuck them.
They squeeze that out. They squeeze that out in between the Infinity War.
Whoa. Easy. Easy with the squeeze out talk, tough guy. Jeez Louise.
They got to do Infinity War.
Getting kind of anxious over there.
Well, I just would like them to make a bunch of movies.
Because you
can.
Love them so much.
I think they're
fantastic. All right, they're hungry eyes. Calm down.
Hungry eyes.
You like that? Oh, whoa.
Eric Carmen.
Singing is not
1987.
Your thing. Let's do some karaoke tonight, man.
Okay,
I fucking love karaoke.
Where do you go?
I won't tell you.
Please?
It's in the valley.
I won't tell you. It's in the
valley. It's in the valley. If you guys want to go to the valley. I mean, I don't know. You. I mean, you got a fucking jet and shit. You might not leave the city.
I don't have a jet.
No.
All right,
well, he'll be fine because he's going to fly to Burbank.
Fly to Burbank. We got LAX to fly to Burbank.
Take a helicopter to this karaoke bar.
Yo, this karaoke bar is bananas. It's old school. It's been there forever. People dress up. Mm-hmm. Like, motherfuckers be like, yo, play this in C minor. Thank you. You'll never find.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Like
Lou
crazy.
Rawls. It's Lou Rawls.
You're two-thirds of the way there, homie. You're two-thirds of the way there.
You know you have to, like, come back here every couple months now just
No, I'm over it, man.
No, you got to come back now.
You guys, now I know how to dress when I come back.
That would be amazing if you showed up in a little baseball jersey with the sleeves pushed up and some skinny jeans.
So why, so y'all just like to sweat? Why don't you turn on the air conditioner?
It buzzes. It's a little loud.
It has two settings. It's either freezing or hot. So you kind of have to keep going back and forth.
Well, both of y'all look like hairy motherfuckers. So
we
freezing,
are pretty hairy.
Yeah, freezing would be okay, right?
We are pretty hairy. But this is a really old studio. This is the stage where they shot I Love Lucy. It was where we shoot our show, and
which
so,
I watch every night after Golden Girls.
Golden Girls is fucking fantastic.
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 Who don't want to fuck Blanche Devereaux? All day. All day.
And she would.
Oh, she dirty.
But that's why I kind of wanted Rose.
She's a Georgia Belle.
She's dirty, baby.
I feel like Rose is the one who's kind of a cat in the old sack of room.
No. She'll confuse you.
I don't know. Maybe.
I feel like she does that. You know that LA thing? It's like that. Oh.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Sophia knows some weird Sicilian shit.
I feel like Sophia's like the hand job.
And Dorothy will fucking dominate you.
Dorothy's game over.
Dorothy will dominate.
Game over. Game over.
Dorothy will fucking donkey punch you.
You are getting pegged.
Dorothy's strapping it on
one,
and
like,
fucking
you about that
donkey
life?
Punch
you. Wake up.
Yeah.
You about that
yeah.
life?
Yeah.
That's Dorothy.
She'll break your dick in half.
Yeah. Blanche, that's my girl. That's my girl right there.
Blanche Devereaux.
Ooh, Southside.
Show's funny. It still holds up. That show,
it's great. It's perfect.
Show holds up.
Best show of all time.
So maybe that's what we need to do is the two of the guys who wrote on that went on to create Arrested Development, Mitch Hurwitz and Jim Valley. Maybe Mitch and Jim should talk to Netflix because Mitch has a deal there about doing the reboot of Trading Places.
Mitch, our Meshuggah.
Yes!
Yeah, little Meshuggah.
Yes, Mitch is in the tribe.
Yeah, that was a very good Seinfeld.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. That was a very good sign. That was good. Buy a Porsche. Get a Oprah. You get a Porsche.
You get a Porsche.
You get a Volvo.
That's fine. Thank you.
That's exactly
safety
what
first.
Wanted.
I don't need any of these mid-engine death cars.
35 miles an hour.
I bet it's you great. Get like 40 miles to the gallon, huh?
Yeah, it does like 27.
Pussy.
It's good. It, listen, I had them do the software upgrade.
Oh.
So it's got 300 horse. It's a quick.
No one gets great gas dude, mileage in LA.
Time out, time out.
It's the
time
fastest
out.
Car.
Don't ever describe a Volvo as a quick move.
It is.
I
it
know.
Is.
For you.
It's a 5-cylinder turbo. It's like 13 PSI coming out of that thing. That move, it gets up and goes. I'm telling you. I'll take you later. I just raced an Audi A7.
When was the last time you heard a dude said, my 6-cylinder will kill your 8-cylinder?
It's a 5-cylinder, by the way.
Right. So that's even more bitchness than a 6-cylinder.
5-cylinder. They're Swedish. They don't know what they're doing.
That's 1-cylinder over a 4-cylinder.
That is correct.
Right.
Over. You said over. You said
but
over.
That excellent extra cylinder is really wide.
Time out. Next time you rent a car from some awful rent-a-car place, say, excuse me, can I have the V6?
I don't want the V6. Right. It's a gas guzzler.
Now, what's the V5?
I got a 5-cylinder turbo. They know what they're doing over there.
So when you're going downhill, you fucking... When you go over the valley, you kill them.
When I put that thing in sport mode, it will chirp in second. It will chirp in second. The tires will catch and chirp in second gear.
The unfortunate thing is a podcast listener cannot see the expression on Anthony Mackie's face.
Oh, my God.
What do you drive? What do you drive? What do you drive?
I'm sorry.
What do you drive? What do you drive?
F-250, King Cab.
Nice. Bed.
Not trying to brag. I got 32,000 pounds of towing capacity. 10-inch lift kit, 32-inch tires, 22-inch rims.
I would love to see you drive by towing 6 Volvos.
Yo, kid, literally 6 Volvos. Literally 6 Volvos. Literally 6 Volvos.
I think it'd be funny if you drove by with a Prius. You're like, I'm worried about my carbon footprint, so I'm driving this Prius around in the
and
bag.
Then I roll over it with my truck. But my truck is diesel.
Yeah,
which
is better
for the environment.
Much better gas mileage.
With your...
Regular. I put super in.
You put super?
I do.
Really take care of your baby. What color is your car?
Black.
Ooh, so am I. What color is the interior?
Tan.
Ooh, coconut.
Tan.
Coconut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
That's nice.
Thank you.
That's nice. That's like dating a white chick that likes hip-hop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Way into it. Yeah,
that's nice. It's like, ooh, you're kind of rough, but I like the fact that you're safe. I know you love Tribe Called Quest, 50 Cent. Oh, but I love the fact you're not stealing my VCR. It's vintage.
You need to be writing these down for your Trading Places reboot. It's going to happen in Netflix with Mitch Hurwitz. This is happening.
I need to go see Mama Sugar in the Mitts.
This is happening.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
That's my man.
I'm emailing Mitch after this podcast and saying Mitch Hurwitz.
Kitty has the biggest bottle of water.
Yeah. She stays hydrated.
It's good for the
environment. You're a peeing machine.
She is.
You need to use the bathroom? See, I could tell. Yeah. I could tell. Her eyes are like,
please wrap this up so I can go pee.
Pee pee now. How long is a podcast?
I think we did it. It's an hour. We just did it. That was an hour.
Yep. That was an hour. 1 hour, 1 minute.
Wow.
We just did it.
Look at that. We ended on a great joke.
We did end on a really great joke.
Katie peeing. See? There it is.
I liked your black on tan joke.
You like that black on tan?
That was really good. That was good.
White
scene.
Chick that like hip hop.
Yeah, white chick like hip hop.
Still safe.
I mean, you're hitting a lot of home runs here.
Yeah. Now watch. You're gonna get in your wife's convertible.
Yeah.
And she's gonna turn it on, and it's gonna be like, I wish a motherfucker. She's gonna, oh my god. I just wanna soak up the sun.
She was the hip hop station.
See, I told you
this morning when I took it to the body shop.
Exactly. Wait, you took her to the pawn shop?
I took the car to the body shop. Her lease is up, and, you know, let's just say it was her first car.
So she didn't take care of it too well?
She just didn't know what to do. She came from New York. She came out here, got a car.
You got a New York girl.
And then,
She drive by touch.
Yeah, it's just.
So the body shop gonna hit you, man. You don't have no friends who are actually men who could fix it?
Well, the problem is I need a new door.
Yeah, a man. You go to the.
I already replaced the tail light. I got a bumper on order. I can do that myself.
What the
That's why
fuck
your wife's
was
name is
she
Dory.
Doing?
She's just. That's why his name's Dory.
Was she drag racing on a weekend?
No, she was coming out of a, and it was the third accident she'd gotten into in 3 weeks. The first, she totaled her. They gave her a car. They gave her a C70 because they were ordering hers. a Volvo, the Volvo convertible. They gave her one. She had the loaner. She wrecked that. Then she got her car. She got into another accident. Then she claimed that on insurance. Then her insurance jacked up like crazy.
No shit.
And then this last accident happened. This is, again, within the first 2 months of her having the car, and she never claimed it or got it fixed. So now the lease is up, and I have to go deal with that.
That's wow. very nice of you.
That's all cool. Yeah. You're a good husband.
I try.
It's really nice of you. You're going to take fucking Ubers for the rest of your life.
I think it's very nice of you to fix our car while Dory and Andre are in Las Vegas.
What the amazing part was, like, when we got married, we had to put our... We had to get on the same insurance.
Right.
And for her to go on to mine, it was going to jack up the rate $600 a month for the insurance. And when I went on hers, it dropped her insurance by $400.
Oh, wow.
That's because you drive 20 miles an hour in a fucking K car.
That shit moves.
Do you have Mary Kay on your license plate?
It's outside. If you want to get in the Volvo, I will take you around the block. You want to see how fast we can get to the 101?
This is how.
Do you want to see how fast we get to the 101?
If you ever want to understand bullying, this is it. This is it, man. You can't make this shit up.
Don't you know enough about white people culture to not insult their Volvos?
I mean, hey, I wanted a Volvo. I went to Volvo and they wouldn't sell me one.
Why not?
What?
Because they were assholes. I wanted the cross country, the whitest car of all
time.
Yeah,
that's pretty white.
That's pretty white. Yeah. It's a souped up station wagon. Yeah. I was going to kit that bitch out.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was going to kill
it. You hit the Polestar?
Ooh. I wanted Obama tint, black on black. I was gonna put a gangster scary on that bitch. Take my back windows, take them out, and put in plexiglass so I get that knock on it. Know what I mean?
And they wouldn't sell it,
so
they wouldn't go for it.
Let you do that?
They're not allowed to do that.
So I go to Volvo. I call them like, "Yo, what's good? You know, I want to come through test drive that cross country." And the dude goes, okay, this is Volvo of Manhattan. And I'm like, yeah, no doubt. I want to come through. He goes, come, sir, not today.
What?
And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, we're getting a shipment of cars and just, I can't. Not today.
That is ridiculous. Wow.
I never bought a Volvo.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, fuck them.
Well, you know, let's blame the dealership. That was just poor dealershipping. That was...
Well, Volvo of Santa Monica would be better. Where'd you get your Volvo?
Torrance.
Italy?
No, Volvo of Torrance. South Bay Volvo?
Spain? What? South?
South Bay Volvo. Not that bay.
Oh, there's another bay?
Yeah, there is another bay. South Bay. Orange County.
By Long Beach.
No doubt.
Have you been to Orange County?
Like the LBC? Oh, okay.
Or like Anaheim, where Disneyland is.
I'm like, nope, Snoop Dogg. That's all I know about south of LA.
Yeah, yeah. Bought it down there. She got hers at Culver City Volvo.
Hers was so much more expensive.
Oh, hers was $4,000 more than mine was.
What color is hers?
Black.
I think it still supports my theory.
I'm just saying. What color is the interior?
Black.
Like,
the balls were right there the whole time. You don't need to be a mason to figure it out.
Amazing. You pick her car up. It's like, I teach you how to stunt. Oh, no.
There's NPR.
That's genius.
All right, Anthony Mack.
All right, I'm out of here like last week.
Thank you for coming.
Where's the dog?
Thank you for fucking around with us.
Where's your racist dog? Right.
That dog.
Oh, dang.
It's about as much energy as that dog.
No, let her live. Let her live. Oh, man.
Enjoy your burrito.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200 million.
Thousands, not millions.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.